943, 17 till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, talk about the Saints season so far. How you doing, Bobby?
All right, Tommy, how you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm glad the hurricane's going to the right.
I was just looking at a tweet from somebody from Florida State saying an exact thing, because Tallahassee's pretty much in the crosshairs, but it's a big storm, and they're saying it's going to affect a lot of areas. And I was wondering about the Tampa Bay game on Sunday. They host. I forgot who it is, but I guess they'll get it in.
Yeah, I want to say, they'll get it in by Sunday. I should have remembered that, because I think it's a significant game. Yeah, the Eagles. Yeah, and the Eagles are beat up. Look, their two top receivers are out, and everyone's dealing with injuries. Tommy, look at the 49ers. They're like a mass unit.
You know,
all of a sudden, I was thinking like Christian McCaffrey.
That's what I was thinking of, too. With Christian McCaffrey and comparing that to Alvin Kamara and talking about who got paid and who didn't, I'm thinking, you know what, AK is still playing, right?
Yeah, he's still playing, and to show you that it's much more than we think, or they let on the public, they're sending us to Germany to get treatment.
It's crazy.
Whether some not FDA approved or stem cell, I don't know what it is, but that sounds like a serious calf injury if you're going all the way to Germany to get that fixed. So.
Let's talk about
the Saints have injuries too. So
yeah, that game on Sunday was hard hitting. Eagles, like you're saying, put some people on injured reserve as well. That was one of the harder hitting games you've seen in a while.
Yeah, especially in the trenches, and the Saints were even fortunate to be in that game. Mm-hmm. But you know, you can have ugly wins. You know, like you always say, the cliche, like, "Boy, we could have stole that game," because really, the Eagles deserve to win. I always look at how they won in the trenches, on offensive and defensive line. But we had an opportunity at the end. I tell you what, if we'd have beat the Eagles, they might have fired the head coach after the game.
After that decision-making. Man.
Yes. I mean, like, what in the world? But, think how meaningful come of Sunday and just really the next 3 weeks. And I can say 2 out of 3 weeks. I realistically look at, we beat the Chiefs, great. They're the Super Bowl champs. They're trying to go for three-peat on Monday night. But if you can tell me right now we lose to the Chiefs and beat Atlanta and Tampa Bay when they come to the Dome, we'd be 3-0 in the NFC South. Think about all that momentum. And I don't know, I look at Vegas, where they have the Falcons like a 1.5-point favorite. So you have a flip a coin. You know, their center's out, our center's out. And I always look at this, Tommy, that it seems like what Atlanta are, in general, even college, like rivalry-type games, it doesn't matter if the Saints are good and the Falcons aren't, or vice versa. When you get a rivalry-type game, I almost look at that, that it's a split. And I always say, to win the NFC South, not ultimately you want to go undefeated, if not 5-1, but if you're 4-2, you're in the hunt. So obviously you want to kick Carolina while they're down, split with Atlanta, split with Tampa Bay, at the least. Then you 4-2, then you have a chance to win your division and host a playoff game. But we've always played well in Atlanta. So it's going to be interesting, again, what's going to happen in the trenches. I think that's a major loss for the Saints of McCoy. He's our best lineman. And we had questions about our line in August. And so, it was kind of what we expected would happen against Philadelphia compared to the first two games. But you got to give Vic Fangio, their defensive coordinator, a lot of credit. They were not going to let the Saints run against them. Mm-hmm. And so that game could be won or lost in the trenches. And even though, like I said, Atlanta's out with their center, if you look at overall, that was kind of considered one of their strengths. The Falcons have a better offensive line than the Saints. So, I look at right now, it doesn't matter when you play a team, who's playing, who's available, who's healthy and all that. I think if the Saints win in Atlanta, it'll be an upset. Now, what does that mean? You win by field goal, you just got to win. We don't have to crush nobody and score 40 points. But, you got to just, break down the season. And we used to always do this with 16 games, like four quarters. And I said this in August, if we could be 3-3 to start of the season, I still would be optimistic. And right now, since the way we beat Dallas and started the season, even though how we lost to the Eagles, I'd be disappointed if we're not like a 4-2 type team.
Yeah, I think people need to pay attention to what's important and not get so involved with Kansas City and realize that And I know you know this, but about why Atlanta and Tampa Bay are so much more important. Like, if you're going to lose one out of the three, lose the game to Kansas City, not the other two.
Yeah, because it's the AFC. That's why to kick off the season, I said it was a must-win, even though it was week one. Carolina, it's like 2-for-1. Mm-hmm. You know, you start out 1-0 in the NFC South. And the one thing now that's bad about losing to the Eagles, because you never know how the season's going to unfold, you lose the tiebreaker to them, because that's the conference game, that's the NFC. So, yeah, in theory, if you were going to lose games during the season, obviously, you know, who that nation would want to win them all. But you lose those AFC games and win those NFC or divisional games, because that's where it's going to put you where you want to be at the end of the season.
Tell me about DeMario Davis. Do we know anything about him? Injury-wise.
I don't know, Tom. Yeah, injury-wise, I know in that long run by Saquon Barkley, you know, he came back in the game, if I can recall. Mm-hmm. And I think he got lost in the wash. He took a bad angle. So did Lattimore on that play that they made Saquon look like he was on a different level. But Saquon Barkley is a special running back, and you saw that. I don't know why the hell the Giants let him go. But DeMario Davis, I still think he has a lot left in the tank, but – you know, you look how fast Cam Jordan has fallen. He's not even in the top two defensive ends right now. He's in the rotation. You know, he went from playing, when we always counted on Cam Jordan, to high 80s or 90% of the snaps. So right now he's like about 25% of the snaps. And then DeMario Davis, I still think, has a lot left. And he'll finish strong. But if you're dealing with an injury, that makes you old really fast, mm-hmm. especially when you can't run like you want to run. So I don't know the extent of injury. That would be a good question come right for the game, and I'm sure Deuce can find out some scoop with that. Because we need DeMario Davis, the quarterback of the defense, the captain and all that stuff. And we need him to be ready to roll, because he's a big part of what we do defensively, and not only the leadership but his physical ability. The two players that have played outstanding, I think, on defense. And you can see the young one, and now the one that's a veteran, is Carl Granison. Oh. Carl Granison is amongst the best in the whole NFL, every down defensive end. And then Brian Brzee, what he's done in interior. Now, there's something he can get better against the run, but he is disruptive as a pass rusher. So they have played at a high level. I think Alante Taylor's been very active. We need Marshawn Lattimore to be more impactful. You know, not now that he's back. But it's going to be a challenge against Atlanta. You know, from a national perspective, everyone says, oh, Atlanta's going to win the division. I'd say, well, they're kind of disregarding Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has won it three straight seasons. And look at the start they got to. But then Sean Payton spanked him. But it seems like Sean Payton and his teams in his office, he's always had success against Tampa Bay teams. Mm-hmm. So when you look at that trend – there. So I don't know, Tommy, it is wide open in the NFC. Think about this. You might say, well, the 49ers are still maybe the team to beat, but they are so beat up. Mm-hmm. And the Rams are so beat up. And then the Rams upset them last week. And speaking of the Rams, we're not going to have McCoy back until December the 1st when we mm-hmm. play the Rams. So that's basically eight games, 2 months. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, but you got to take it one game at a time. And I'm telling you, this is, again, like a playoff game like Carolina was to start of the season, because it'd be awesome to win at Atlanta and start out 2-0 in the NFC South.
You know it's going to come down to a field goal. It seems like it always does.
Right. And both kickers can make a 50-yarder. So we just need to be in that position. Koi there, I think that's a Korean kicker they have. He's cool. Been – cool, yeah, what did I say, Koi? Cool, yeah, he – he's been not as, automatic as he's been, you know, in the past. But he's had ups and downs. But he's a reliable kicker. Like, I think, groupie, when the game's on the line, they're going to make it.
I know it's only three games in the season, but it's only a 17-game season. You're going to be almost a fourth of the way through after the Atlanta game. Then you look ahead. You got Kansas City, then Tampa Bay. Then you come back Thursday night against Denver. If you had to look at that Bobby Hebert crystal ball and see on Thursday, October 17th, coming into the Dome to take on Sean Payton Thursday night against the Colts, where do you think the Saints are?
I'm hoping, and I think it's going to happen, because 4-2.
Okay.
4-2, and I expect us to beat the Broncos and be 5-2. So at worst, I would say, three and three going into that the Denver game. But I still think, I'm telling you, we're going to be hovering, like a lot of NFL teams, around 500. The NFL loves all this parity.
Mm-hmm. They do.
There's not, like, if to get the double-digit wins, you might think it sounds drastic, but 10-7 and 7-10 is not that much difference.
You
can look at the handful of plays that occur. But boy, it sure is. Everybody's going to get fired if you're 7-10. Then if you're 10-7, everyone's optimistic.
You know, not to ask you, do you think from when you played, injuries are becoming more prevalent? Is it because they're more concerned about injuries than they used to be? Is it because of the longer season? Is it because of the physics of bigger, faster, stronger? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, the physics, that could come in bigger, faster, stronger. But concern, I think, a lot of times the money was involved, so, I mean, you have to play hurt or they get somebody else. And then concussions, now, like Devontae Smith, who he knocked out. I mean, that was a brutal hit. The Eagles receiver. But in the past, he might be playing this weekend, where now he might be out a whole month. So, you know, I think they're trying to make the game safer, but it is, a violent sport. But when I look at the 17 games, Tommy, in the early 80s, and those was the USFL, and there was a lot of NFL players like Reggie White and all them, Steve Young, Jim Kelly, we played 18 games. We played 18 games in the spring and the summer. So, listen, the money's always going to control that.
Yep.
But I just think now the 24/7, how it's instant, social media and all that, we find out more about injuries to the public in general and compared to maybe what might be hidden, you know, the injury report. But now with gambling and fantasy football and all that, boy, they're treating that as like almost you can't do drugs or gambling, I should say, before they had that legal.
Like a state secret.
You better not be lying on that injury report.
Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate it as always, man. Take it easy. We'll talk to you again soon, Bobby Hebert. We'll take a break, come back, find out what Newell Norman's got planned today on WWL.